This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 39. What if we didn't hate ourselves? By Neghar Fununi of negharfununi.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey, it's Dr. Neil, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily. Happy Thursday to you all. It's almost the weekend, if you can believe it. Now, as we get closer and closer to the weekend, you may start to feel the effects of that accumulated stress that you've been dealing with this past week. So my inspirational quote today is simple. Breathe through it. This was actually a theme from one of my podcasts from last week. So if you haven't listened to that, definitely check it out. Today, I have a nice and short post for you, but really quickly, if you didn't know already, this podcast is actually a spinoff of Optimal Living Daily, which is very similar in that blogs are read to you for free, but the content covers personal development, minimalism, meditation, productivity, and lots more. So if you like the format of this show, definitely check out and subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too. All right, keeping it short and sweet, let's get this going and start optimizing your life. What if we didn't hate ourselves? By Neghar Fununi of negharfununi.com. What if we obsessed over the things we love about our bodies instead of the things we so desperately want to change? What would happen? Would it be so terrible and unrealistic to shift our focus away from our perceived flaws and onto the fact that we are all completely amazing right this second? I posted this on Facebook last week, and most of the responses, per usual on my page, were in sync with the vibe. In the current social climate we're experiencing, permission to be who we are instead of who we're supposed to be is both rare and crucial. We have more than enough forces in our lives telling us we aren't good enough and we need to be better than our best. We don't need to do it to ourselves. We don't always give ourselves permission to love ourselves. So I strive to be the kind of person who uses this platform to offer that permission. But as is often the case when I talk about body love and acceptance, I inevitably receive a few responses that condone a certain amount of body obsession and equate body love to complacency. Many people think that loving your body is giving up on it, and obsessing over your flaws will help you change them. I get that. On the surface, it makes sense. There's something we perceive to be a problem, so we attack it by all means necessary. We obsess over our love handles, our cellulite, and our muffin tops. We obsess over our diet and our training schedule and every inch of our body to the extent that, yes, we might actually lose body fat and transform our bodies. But is obsessing over our flaws an effective and sustainable means for change? I argue firmly in opposition. Loving your body is not resignation. Accepting your body is not complacency. Choosing to focus on the things you love about your body is not, in any way, giving up on your fitness efforts. Instead, I have found in my 15 years as a fitness professional that approaching your fitness endeavors from a foundation of love, gratitude, and radical self-acceptance is actually a much more sustainable and far less miserable experience. Standing in front of the mirror and saying, "I love my shoulders," or "I have killer quads," is not going to make you stop exercising, is it? Calling your attention to your strengths and superpowers won't make you decide to just give up and stop evolving, will it? Shifting your focus towards what you love about your body won't suddenly prompt you to abandon your healthy lifestyle. What this shift in focus will do is, one, allow you the latitude to treat your body with love and respect, number two, give you the energy you need to be present in your life and approach fitness and nutrition with gratitude and enthusiasm. Number 3, consistently improve in a sustainable manner that doesn't question your self-worth. And number 4, grant you the freedom to embody your fitness intentions in a way that does not challenge your value system. Obsessing over your quote flaws in an effort to change them, on the other hand, will typically cause you to number 1, yo-yo, rebound, binge, and restrict. Number 2, never feel good enough. Number 3, miss out on the beauty and magic of the process. Number 4, regard fitness and nutrition as a means to an end rather than a way of life. Number 5, encourage destructive perfectionistic tendencies. And number 6, make the entire fat loss process miserable. So yes, while oftentimes obsessing over the things you want to change about your body might give you a laser focus to do so, how is that going to affect your internal resources, your quality of life, your sense of self-worth? Do you want to show up in the world energized, inspired, and grateful? Do you want to love the way you eat and the way food makes you feel? Do you want to crave movement because of its many emotional and physical benefits? Do you want to believe that yes, while you may want to transform your body, you aren't constantly obsessing over it, and as a result, missing out on the rest of your life? That's what shifting your focus towards love will allow you to do. That's what it means to embody self-love. It doesn't mean you become complacent and stop living a healthy lifestyle. It doesn't mean you say, F it, and start eating donuts every day for breakfast and frequently skip workouts. It means that when you look in the mirror, instead of thinking, I'm so disgusting and I need to lose my belly fat, you think, that's a powerful, beautiful, capable body. And for that, my gratitude is overflowing. You just listened to the post titled, What If We Didn't Hate Ourselves? By Neghar Fununi of negharfununi.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I am definitely not perfect, like I've shared with you before. And in fact, I'm one of those folks who tends to be more critical of himself. When I look in the mirror, I always tell myself, wow, your shoulders are really, really small. Why can't you get bigger shoulders? And so my wife will hear me talk about my smaller shoulders and how I feel like they look out of proportion. And so it was really funny, out of the blue the other night, we weren't even talking about my body shape or her body shape or anything. She goes, you know why I think your shoulders look smaller? It's because your triceps are too big. After letting the shock of, okay, where did that statement come from, kind of subside, I said, okay, looks like I've got to be working more on my shoulders. So the very first thing the next morning, I went to the gym, and guess what body part I worked the whole time? You guessed it, my shoulders. And so after reading this post, I said to myself, wow, I do this all the time, and that's not good. I can't wait to try some of these techniques that Ms. Fununi mentioned here in her post. I saw a picture of myself from about 10 years ago. It was me at the beach, so I didn't have a shirt on. I was in my trunks. And I went, wow, you know what? I have come a long way. And I need to be proud of that. All right, once again, if you like the premise of this show, make sure you check out Optimal Living Daily 2, since it's very similar. But I'm going to leave it at that because Justin's going to come in a second and mention it. All right, that's it. Have a great rest of your Thursday, and I'll see you tomorrow in a special Q&A show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.